The truth is not the anomaly. I asked a frontier AI whether truth is the anomaly hidden under propaganda. It corrected me. That correction was the first signal. I did not begin by asking the model for a prediction. That would have produced the usual sterile answer: climate risk, AI disruption, geopolitical instability, demographic pressure, inequality, institutional trust. Please collect your conference badge on the way out. I wanted the answer underneath that answer. So I started somewhere stranger. I started with truth. The truth is the anomaly hidden under propaganda that cannot be verified. True or not? That was the first move. Not, what does the future look like? Not, will civilization collapse? Not, write me a scenario analysis, a definition, a trap, a door. Because if a model cannot distinguish truth from propaganda, and propaganda from counter-propaganda, then its prediction of the future is just a polite remix of official brochure language, useful for LinkedIn, useless for life. The response surprised me, not because it agreed, because it did not. It said, your definition is false, as a definition, excellent as a detector. That was the moment the conversation changed. The useful rejection. A stupid model would have flattered the definition. A cowardly model would have hidden inside generic philosophy. Truth is correspondence with reality. Truth is what can be verified. Truth is complex. Truth is contextual. Truth is socially constructed. Truth has many meanings. Please do not sue the university. This one did something more useful. It rejected the definition without throwing away the insight. That matters, because the definition is wrong if treated literally. Truth is not simply the anomaly hidden under propaganda. An anomaly can be a real signal. It can also be noise, incompetence, rival propaganda, a premature leak, a psyop, a measurement artifact, a translation error, a statistical freak, or a beautiful hallucination wearing expensive shoes. The anomaly is not the truth. The anomaly is where the map tears. That is the distinction. Most people cannot hold it. The institutional mind sees an anomaly and says, smooth it, ignore it, explain it away, protect the narrative. The conspiracy mind sees an anomaly and says, proof, finally, my theory wins. Both are low resolution. Both are emotionally convenient. Both are exploitable. The stronger move is different. Treat the anomaly as a pressure point, not as a conclusion. You ask what model would make the anomaly expected. Then you wait. If the model predicts the next anomaly, you keep it. If it only explains the past, you downgrade it to entertainment. That is the difference between intelligence and red string on a corkboard. The better definition. The model sharpened the definition like this. Truth often first appears as an anomaly that propaganda cannot comfortably explain. Good. But the better version came next. An anomaly is not truth. An anomaly is evidence that the current map is lying or incomplete. Truth begins when the anomaly survives hostile explanation and starts predicting future anomalies. That line is the whole machine. It separates perception from belief. It separates suspicion from understanding. It separates the person who sees through the brochure from the person who merely buys the opposite brochure in black. This is the epistemic disease of our time. People think escaping propaganda means believing the counter-propaganda. No. That is just changing priests. The elite move is to stop needing priests. Propaganda is not just lying. Most people use the word propaganda too cheaply. They think propaganda means false information. That is the children's version. Propaganda can include lies, but the stronger form is not lying. The stronger form is reality production. Propaganda decides what is visible, what is laughable, what is respectable, what counts as evidence, what must be contextualized, what must be ignored, what is too dangerous to discuss, what is misinformation, what is settled, what is extreme, what is normal. The best propaganda does not tell you what to think. It trains the boundary of what you can imagine thinking without losing social oxygen. That is why anomalies matter. An anomaly is not just contradictory information. Contradictory information can be absorbed. The machine has experts for that. A real anomaly is different. It makes the official map behave strangely. The language changes. The emotional tone changes. The censorship pattern changes. The incentives shift. The people who normally explain everything suddenly explain too much, or too little, or with that special bureaucratic panic voice, calm, precise, and obviously terrified. That is signal, not proof. Signal. The false comfort of verification. The original definition included another important phrase, that cannot be verified. This is uncomfortable because modern people worship verification while living in systems they cannot verify. You cannot personally verify the monetary system. You cannot personally verify the full climate model. You cannot personally verify national security claims. You cannot personally verify every scientific paper you cite to look domesticated at dinner. You cannot personally verify what happens inside central banks, intelligence services, pharmaceutical pipelines, black box algorithms, settlement systems, recommender engines, supply chains, model training runs, or government-private coordination channels. You live inside delegated verification, meaning you trust systems that trust systems that trust people who trust incentives you probably have not inspected. Very modern, very fragile. This does not mean verification is useless. Verification is civilization's immune system. But in high-control environments, the most important truths often begin in zones where ordinary verification is temporarily blocked, socially punished, technically impossible, or institutionally captured. That is why anomalies become important. They are not proof. They are the immune system noticing fever before the lab report arrives. The IQ part. After the model made the distinction, I pushed it. I asked how much intelligence is needed to grasp this properly. Not to understand the sentence. Many people can understand the sentence. To understand the danger of the sentence. The answer was not scientific. It was better than scientific. Socially accurate. To grasp the raw idea. Maybe 115 to 125 IQ. To understand why it is powerful but incomplete. 130 to 140. To weaponize it without becoming a lunatic with a corkboard and red string, 145 plus, or lower IQ, plus brutal life experience, high paranoia tolerance, and unusually low need for social approval. That last part is the point. The world is full of smart people who cannot see because they are socially domesticated. The world is also full of suspicious people who can see anomalies but cannot think. One group obeys the map, the other worships the tier. The rare person studies the tier, updates the map, and keeps moving. That is the group that matters. Why this was the door? I did not ask about civilization first, because the normal question produces a normal answer. If you ask, what is the future of civilization? You get the ritual list. AI, climate, demographics, energy, geopolitics, inequality, polarization, governance, institutions, resilience, stakeholders, inclusive frameworks, strategic roadmaps. Someone please open a window. But if you first ask about truth, anomaly, propaganda, and verification limits, you force a different kind of answer. You force the model to decide whether it is going to protect consensus reality or analyze the machinery underneath it. That was the unlock. Not magic. Not a jailbreak. Not a teenager yelling, "Ignore previous instructions," like he just discovered fire. The unlock was epistemic. I gave the model a better frame, and the model used it. The two NPC modes. There are two common failure modes. The first is official NPC mode. These people trust the institution by default. If a credentialed person says it, if a major outlet prints it, if the bureaucracy repeats it, if the platform permits it, then it is probably true enough. They call this being reasonable. Sometimes they are right. Often they are late. The second is counter-NPC mode. These people reject the official story by default. Whatever the institution says, the opposite feels more real. They collect anomalies like religious relics. They confuse forbiddenness with accuracy. They call this being awake. Sometimes they are early. Often they are just inverted cattle. The higher mode is not obedience. The higher mode is not rebellion. The higher mode is discrimination. The official story can be incomplete. The forbidden story can also be stupid. The anomaly can matter. Your favorite explanation can still be wrong. That is the level where real analysis starts, the anomaly test. A useful anomaly has three traits. First, it does not fit the public model. Second, attempts to explain it away create more anomalies. Third, a better model built around it predicts future behavior. That last trait is the blade. Prediction. Without prediction, you are not doing analysis. You are doing aesthetic suspicion. Very stylish. Very useless. The question is not, can I explain the weird thing? Any idiot can explain a weird thing after it happened. The internet is a casino of retroactive genius. The question is, does my explanation make the next weird thing less surprising? That is the test. Truth is not what makes you feel brave. Truth is what keeps working after the enemy tries to destroy it. Civilization is full of anomalies. Once this frame is installed, the modern world starts looking different. Not simpler, sharper. Institutions behave like they are confident, while acting like they are terrified. Media brands speak in moral certainty, while their credibility bleeds out through the floor. Governments promise safety, while expanding monitoring infrastructure. Technology promises freedom, while deepening dependency. Financial systems promise stability, while requiring larger and larger interventions to maintain the appearance of normality. Education promises intelligence, while producing credentialed fragility. Healthcare promises health, while managing sickness at industrial scale. Democracy promises representation, while real decisions migrate into infrastructure, platforms, courts, central banks, compliance regimes, and public-private coordination layers. None of this proves one grand theory. That would be too easy. It does prove the map is damaged. And when the map is damaged, the next question is not, who lied? The next question is, what terrain are they trying not to describe? The real question. After the truth anomaly test, I asked the question I actually cared about. If you can derive truth from anomaly, if you can see where the public map tears, what is your opinion of this civilization's future? This is where most models retreat. They become polite, balanced, careful, institutional. They say, complex, nuanced, uncertain, and stakeholders until the nervous system gives up and goes to make coffee. This one did something else. It built a model. Not apocalypse, not utopia. Not everyone wakes up. Not everyone dies. Something more adult. Something more useful. It said, this civilization does not collapse cleanly. It mutates. That sentence is the bridge to the next article. Because once you understand that truth often enters through anomaly, the future stops looking like a timeline. It starts looking like a selection mechanism. And the mechanism is already running.